fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Are you Silver? Hey!
The noonday sun beat down on the dusty street of Pine City. Few people were stirring in the heat. The only ones that seemed to have any business were Duke Austin and Shorty Fowler. They approached the building that served as a sheriff's office and jail. As they went up the steps, they saw an Indian seated on a bent wood chair on the porch.
Hey, you, Redskin.
What you want?
Is the sheriff inside?
Him there.
Who else?
Me not know.
What do you mean you don't know? Is he alone or someone with him?
Maybe prisoner inside.
Sure, there's a prisoner inside. But he's in the back part of the building, the jail cell, isn't he?
Shrugging his shoulders. When an Indian does that, you can make up your mind you're not going to learn anything from him. Come on, Duke, we'll go inside and see for ourselves.
Right.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Howdy, gents.
You got a prisoner by the name of Billings back there.
Are you telling me or asking me?
Have you?
Yep. And he sent word to a couple of friends of his. Are you the gents?
That's us. Can we see him?
Put your guns on my desk there. Don't let no one go back to see a prisoner while he's toting shooting iron.
Well, there's my six gun.
And mine.
Expect you won't mind if I just brush over your clothes to make sure you got no sneak guns or knives.
I know. Go ahead. Searches.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Uh-huh.
I don't find anything.
We can talk to Billings alone, can't we?
Well,
it's this way, Sheriff. Maybe he wants to talk about his defense, a lawyer he needs or something.
All right, go ahead. Through that door there and down the hall, you'll see Billings in his cell.
Thanks, Sheriff.
You can have 5 minutes. If you're in there over then, I'll come in and get you.
5 minutes will be plenty, Sheriff. Close that door behind you, Duke.
Right.
Well, Billings, you're behind bars, huh?
I sure am. Howdy, Shorty, Duke. Gosh, I'm glad to see you fellas.
You sure got yourself in a mess. Can anybody around hear what we say?
I'm the only boarder the county's got.
How in blazes did the law get you? First time I ever heard of the law tripping you up.
It wasn't the law, doggone it.
No?
It was a masked fella. And if I ever get my hands on
a masked fella? How'd it happen?
You heard about me holding up the cafe last night, didn't you?
We heard a little.
Everything was going fine. I'd made the barkeep hand over the cash. Then I threw some shots at the lamps to cover my getaway.
Stand where you are. I'm clearing out. And the first one to stick his nose through this door will taste lead.
I lost no time getting through them batwing doors and across the porch. My horse was waiting. I hit the saddle and took off fast. Get him! Get him there! I heard a critter yell, and then I knew I was being chased, and fast. It was a masked man on a white horse. He closed in.
Pull up there!
Out of my way!
Come on, Silver!
I'll show you! Take this, you...
Pull up! Whoa, back, Silver, back!
Oh, Ruth! You roped me! You're choking me! Let me loose! Let me loose, doggone you!
All right, Silver. He's up on the rope, boy. He's up. I've been on your trail, Billings. Got here too late to prevent that holdup. But not too late to see that you're turned over to the law.
Mash! Who are you?
Get off what? That horse.
No. Let me loose. Let me go. They're after me. Can't you hear they're coming? I've got to get out of here.
I hear them. I'm leaving you to be captured. Out of the saddle. You won't escape them on foot.
But I tell you...
Before I drag you out...
That rope.
I'll take the rope off, and I'll take your horse.
Hold that man!
Don't leave me here.
Come on, Silver!
Wait. Come back, my horse.
Up with your hands.
Grab him, fellas.
I give up. Don't shoot.
Who was that armed that just rode away?
I don't know, Sheriff. But I'd give all I got to find out.
So the masked fella nailed you, huh?
Yeah. And I don't even know who he is.
Yeah, what do you want to see us for? How'd you find out where we were?
You fellas got to get me out of here.
Oh, no you don't, Billings. None of that for us. We joined up with a wagon train and we're heading west. We aim to steer clear of trouble.
At least ways for a spell. But you haven't said how you found us, Billings.
I saw you when I was looking the ground over yesterday. Saw your wagon, too. What made you fellas throw in with a bunch of greenhorn immigrants?
Just figured a change of scenery might be healthy.
We're heading in a new country, Billings, and growing up with it.
More likely you've got some scheme to get them immigrants cash.
Well, that's our business, and we're tending to it. Sorry we can't mix in with yours.
Now, hold on, fellas. I'd help you out if you were up against it.
Yeah? I can just see you doing it. Now, you called on the wrong customers, Billings. Like Duke said, we're sorry, but it's no dice.
Look here,
come on,
you...
Shorty, we're wasting our time.
Wait, I'll pay you cash.
Huh? Cash?
How much?
I'll give you $500 apiece.
Where'd you get that kind of cash?
I got it. It's hidden away near my last camp. I left it behind in case I ran into trouble.
You tell us where it's hid. We'll go after it. And if we find it, then you're as good as out right now.
Get me out first and I'll take you there.
Nope.
You heard our terms.
You won't double-cross me if I tell you how to find the cash?
You never heard of us double-crossing anyone yet, have you?
All right, I'll tell you. But if you don't play square, I'll get even somehow. You see if I don't.
Duke and Shorty found the cash and kept their word. That evening, they crept toward the rear of the jail. When they reached the barred window of Billings' cell, they paused, looked briefly around, then called out softly.
Billings!
Yeah?
I'm waiting. Keep your voice down. So you didn't double-cross me?
Of course we didn't.
The sheriff's out front. Go around and pull a gun on him. Make him let me out. And we'll hide
here. Nothing doing. You'll get yourself out.
But what's he...
Here. Take this gun. Yeah, you got it?
Yeah.
Holler for the sheriff. When he comes to your door, throw down on him and make him let you out.
But why not you fellas?
You do it our way and we'll get you out of town.
We can't have the law on us.
I need a horse.
You won't need a horse. We got a better scheme.
Yeah?
You're going with us on the wagon train when it pulls out in the morning.
Now, hold
you
on.
You do like we say, Billings. We give you a horse and turn you loose. First thing we know, the law will have you back and you tell who gave you that gun. You're traveling with us, so we know you won't talk.
What about the immigrants? How am I going to hide from them?
Just don't worry. We'll hide you in our wagon.
Well...
You go ahead and do as we say. Call the sheriff and make him let you out. Then lock him in your cell. Join us back here and we'll head for the wagons.
Didn't you bring horses?
They'd leave a trailer, make too much noise. Now get going.
All right. But wait out there for me.
I'll be right out here.
Sheriff! Hey, Sheriff, come here! Hurry up, Sheriff. Hey, Sheriff!
What's all the noise for?
Come here. I want to show you something.
Show me something. What's wrong?
Just take a look at this, mister.
Gun.
Right. Unlock this door pronto or I'm shooting.
Where'd you get that?
Shut up and do as I say.
You won't get away with this.
I'll worry about that. Now, see if you can unlock this door before I pull the trigger.
You got the drop on me, but by thunder...
Quick, doggone you!
I'll find out who gave you that gun, and when I do, he'll sit in jail with you.
You'll have to catch us first. Now get in there.
Huh?
Go on, get in. I'm locking you up.
Why, you...
I got no time to argue with you.
When I get out, I'll have every man in town looking for you.
When you get out, Sheriff. When you get out.
Help! Help, Deputy! Ernie! Hey, where are you? Get me out of here. Help! Deputy, come here!
The sheriff's cries soon brought a deputy. As soon as he was free, the lawman organized a posse and made a thorough search. They searched the town and the vicinity around it. They inspected even a wagon train camped outside the town, but the fugitive was not found. Tonto had helped in the search until well after daybreak, when he rode to the Lone Ranger's camp and told what had happened.
Who gave Billings a gun? Did anyone know?
No. No one know.
Did he have a horse?
Me study ground plenty careful after daybreak. Find no sign of horse near jail.
I see. I thought something like this might happen. It's pretty generally supposed that Billings has considerable money hidden away. With that, he could pay someone to help him.
Me see two fella go to jail yesterday.
Two men?
Ah, them talk to Billings.
Do you know what they said?
No, me not get that close.
You know who they were?
Well, them come from wagon train.
Are you sure about that, Tonto?
Uh-huh. Me know two fella come from wagon train.
You said the sheriff searched the wagon train.
That right. And him talked the same two fella.
But he didn't learn anything?
No.
All right, Tonto. Give me a hand.
Uh-huh.
Stay there, Silver. We'll go over where the wagon train's camped and see what we can learn. You point out these two men to me.
The wagon train already leave.
And we'll overtake it.
Either what? Me thick cinch.
All right, Tonto.
What we do with wagon train?
You were at the jail all day, weren't you, Tonto?
That right.
Only two men called on Billings. They must be the ones who provided the gun for his escape. When we catch up to the wagon train, we'll stay out of sight until tonight. Then we'll see what we can learn. Now we're ready to travel. Not a ton of
time. Be ready.
Come on, Silver.
Let's count.
The long line of covered wagons moved slowly across the open plain until sundown. Then they were drawn into a group and the pioneers made camp for the night. Duke and Shorty left their own wagon for a time while they circulated among the others of the party. When they had finished...
Well, Shorty, we're safe enough so far. No one suspected we had anything to do with Billings getting away.
You warned him, didn't you?
I told him any time he moved out of his hiding place that we'd send him packing. No, he'll stay put. He's no more anxious to be found than we want him to be found.
Yeah, the law won't follow us. Billings can take it easy inside the wagon where he can't be seen. Only time he'll have to use the hiding place is when somebody comes near.
Yeah, it looks like someone's coming near right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, look at them two. The red skin and the... Hey, that other one is masked.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now to continue our story. As Duke and Shorty stood talking near their wagon, they heard the beat of approaching hoofs. When the riders came around the wagon, both men suddenly stared in consternation at the masked man and the Indian, who with drawn guns reined up before them.
Oh, Silver, hello. Hello, fella.
Hey, who are you? What's that mask mean?
Any big fella? Keep quiet, you'll have no trouble.
That redskin, he was at the jail.
Keep still. Otto, you search the wagon while I talk to these men.
Me too.
Hey, now see here. You stay away from that wagon. What
do
you think?
Take it easy. Don't attract attention.
But hold on, mister.
We know you're Billings' friends. You had something to do with his disappearance.
That's not so. Now tell that redskin to stay clear of our wagon. He's got no right to look. The sheriff searched all...
The sheriff may have overlooked something.
He didn't pass up nothing.
If Billings isn't here, we'll leave you alone. But we're going to make certain...
You're sure, will you?
Don't make another move like that.
You better take it easy, Duke. What are you wearing that mask for?
Tonto's finished. Find any trace of him, Tonto?
No. Not find any.
There, you see, we told you.
Now clear out and leave us alone.
If Billings isn't with you, that's all we're interested in.
Come on, Shorty. Get aboard the wagon and turn in for the night.
This suits me.
No sign of Billings, Tonto?
No. There are plenty of supplies on that. And plenty of water.
I noticed two big water barrels.
But no sign of Billings.
Strange. Those two certainly look frightened when you went aboard their wagon. Tonto, I'm sure they know something about Billings.
Maybe him hidden other wagon.
Oh, it's possible. He might have other friends. But we can't search every wagon.
And what we do?
We're going to stay close to this wagon train. Steady there, boy. We'll shove on in a minute.
We stay close to wagons?
Yes. Even if we don't find out about Billings, we might learn something about Duke and Shorty.
You think them fellas crook?
They're not pioneers, Tonto. They've been in the West for a long time. I'd like to know why they've joined a wagon train.
Easy, steady, big fella.
We'll camp nearby. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
Pioneers were underway at daybreak, traveling in a long column toward the west. They paused once to refill their water barrels and then moved on to sunset. The Lone Ranger and Tonto kept out of sight, but remained close enough to watch what went on in the caravan. The next day was the same, and so was the one that followed until sundown. Duke had returned from a hunting trip, wearing a grim and worried expression. He said nothing until he was settled beside the campfire. Then after a long pause, he looked at Shorty.
You wonder why I didn't bring back no game when I was out hunting most of the day? Well, where's Billings? Front of the wagon, under the blankets. Why are you asking about him? You sure he hasn't been seen? Of course I am. Kept a special close watch on him all the time you're gone. Now, see here, Duke, what's rankling you? Guess who I saw snooping around today? Snooping around? What are you talking about? The masked man. You're loco. Loco, am I? Listen, I was just drawing a bead on a wild turkey when I seen that big white horse cut out from a gully and head north. I thought he hit the trail several days ago. Well, he didn't. So, you see what that means. Yeah, he's just suspicious. Right. And as long as he keeps hanging around, we're likely to be caught. Maybe we could find where he's made camp and get rid of him. What about the redskin? How do we know we can handle the two of them fellas together? What's more, we don't even know if we can find their camp. Well, we... And if we did and got rid of both of them without any trouble, how do we know the law back in Pine City didn't put the masked fella up to following us? Then we'd be charged with a killing. If you got a better idea, let's hear it. Yeah. We won't get rid of the masked man, Shorty. Huh? We'll get rid of Billings. He paid us to get him clear. I figured he had a lot more cash hidden away. That's why I brought him along. I don't think he's got a dime outside of what we got. He hasn't. So he's no good to us. Now listen. No matter what the masked fellow or anyone else suspects, nobody knows for sure that Billings is with us. Right. If we get rid of him, nobody'll ask questions because nobody can prove he was with us. Yeah, with him out of the way, we're in the clear. Yeah, but how are we gonna... How we do it? Tomorrow's when the wagon train has to follow that mountain trail. Oh, yeah, what of it? I'll tell you what of it. I've got a scheme. Shorty, you listen to this.
That night, as usual, Duke and Shorty slept beneath the canvas top of their covered wagon, one on either side of Billings, who was carefully concealed by blankets. Duke wakened before sunrise and, reaching over, nudged his partner.
Hey, Shorty.
Shorty.
Hey.
Come on, Shorty, wake up.
What's going... Yeah, I'm awake.
We've got to get Billings fixed. Camp will be astir in another half hour.
Yeah.
I'll wake him up.
Here you. Mm. Hey there, wake up. Nah. Come on, get the sleep out of your eyes.
Gosh, is it morning already?
I just waked you up so as me and Shorty here could sort of say goodbye to you.
Say goodbye? You and Shorty? I don't get this.
You're up to Simpson. I can tell by looking at you.
Nah, don't.
I paid you to help me escape. I gave you cash.
Don't take it so hard, Billy.
Don't, Duke. Don't double-cross me. I'm your partner.
Don't yell.
Shorty, you haven't turned on me, have you?
Sorry, Billings.
Wait. No, please. Don't do...
There.
Is he out?
Yeah. Now we'll put him in the water barrel and put the lid on.
I could hit him again and make that sleep permanent.
No, I don't want that. I want him to be killed by the fall.
I don't think there's any way his death could be tied to us, do you?
Not a chance. And I'll grab a hold
right there.
Put him in the barrel and get ready to start out.
That barrel was the best doggone hiding place we could have thought of. It's a smart idea, Duke. Plenty smart.
As usual, there were two big water barrels resting on the tail of Duke's covered wagon. One of these was securely lashed in place, but the other, the one that had served as a hiding place for Billings, teetered on the rocky trail. The trail rose sharply soon after the trek got underway. As the wagons wove through a mountain barrier, they reached a place where the trail was no more than a ledge, with a sheer wall rising on one side and on the other a drop of several hundred feet.
Get along, you critters! Get along there!
Shorty handled the reins while Duke climbed over the piled-up duffel in the wagon and loosened the only rope that held the teetering barrel in place. Then he returned to the seat.
Move over, Shorty.
Yeah. You got the barrel fixed?
It'll tip off and fall into the canyon any minute now.
It's a good thing our outfit's the last in line.
I made sure it'd be. I wouldn't make...
Hey, listen.
Yeah, that's it. Now, look out this side.
You see it?
Yeah, there she goes. It rolled right over the ledge just like I figured.
It's the last we'll see of Billings. Ho, boy. Ho.
Hey, why are you stopping?
The wagon ahead stopped. Can't you see it?
Sure enough. I wonder why.
Hey, look who's getting out. It's Asa.
What's he doing in that rig? He's supposed to be in the lead wagon.
He's coming this way. Howdy, Asa. Anything wrong?
Did you know that one of your barrels went over the side?
Yeah. we saw it.
I was riding with Barnaby. I just happened to look back to see it go over.
Is that why you stopped?
That's one reason.
I guess we didn't have a lash on tight enough.
Well, there's nothing we can do about it now. That barrel smashed the kindling wood.
Maybe we should go down to the bottom of that canyon and make sure of it.
No, you don't mean that.
Where'd you get that idea?
I gave it to him.
The masked man. Where'd you come from?
He was with me. We was riding in Barnaby's wagon.
Well, he's...
Hold
not
it.
I'll fix you.
Now I'll pull a gun. How about you, Shorty? Want to start something?
My chin.
Get up, Duke.
I see here, Acer. What's the idea of traveling with a masked man that goes around slapping down your friends? You two are no friends.
We've been traveling with you.
Only for the past few days.
And now you're through. You're both returning to town.
Like fun we are.
We're going back to keep Billings' company in jail.
Billings? We don't know nothing about
him. Oh, yes, you do. You had him hidden in a water barrel. You planned his death when that barrel went over the ledge.
That's a lie.
You can't say such things without proof.
Proof?
Is that all you want? Look at the back trail.
That riderless horse belongs to this masked man. Look who's riding with the Indian on the other horse.
Billings.
But he... How did...
Surprise, Shorty. According to your reckoning, Billings should be dead, shouldn't he?
I don't know nothing.
If you'd looked into the barrel, you'd have found a few rocks instead of the man you thought was there. Ready, Silver.
You dirty, ornery, murdering double-crossers. Try to kill me, will you?
Billings, we...
Surprise, huh? Where'd you come from?
The back trail, just as you seen.
This Indian and that man with the mask snuff out in your wagon and hauled me out of that barrel before you started out this morning. Left a few rocks in my place.
Billings is going back to town. You two are going with him.
Try to murder me, will you?
You can't prove a thing.
Perhaps not, as far as attempted murder is concerned. There are laws against helping men break out of jail.
You'll be back of Buzz as long as I am.
Hey, boys! Come back here and take charge of the prisoners.
I won't go back. I won't be...
Let go! Watch him,
Pete Pitcher.
Oh, by golly, that sure got him.
That's two for Duke. Good work, Tonto.
Don't look at me. I'm not making a break to get away. Don't hit me like you did, Duke.
Take his gun, boys.
Right.
You better put Duke in the wagon. Doesn't look like he'll be able to get in by himself. We'll turn Barnaby's wagon back to take these three to town.
Thanks, Asa. The sheriff will be grateful to you. Come on, Tonto.
Uh-huh.
We're not needed any longer.
Asa. Asa, I'm not going to argue. Just answer me two things.
Well?
How'd that masked man know Billings was hitting a water barrel?
We've been through arid country. We were very low on water. You stopped at two water holes.
Yeah?
You never fill more than one barrel. The masked man wondered why. Then he realized that an empty barrel would hide a man like Billings. That's all there was to it.
Doggone it all. And I thought Duke was smart. Hey, one other question. Who is he?
The masked man?
Yeah.
He's our friend, Shorty. Likewise, the sheriff's friend.
And mine. He saved my life. Even if I am going back to jail, I'll still be alive.
Yeah, but who is he?
He's known as the Lone Ranger.
I'll still be
a copyrighted feature originated by George W. Trendle and directed by Charles D. Livingston. The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.